Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hello, family. Welcome once again to the Winning Every Day podcast. I'm truly excited that you've tuned in today. Whether you're at home, at work, on your way somewhere, or just needing a moment to connect with God, I believe this word will bless your heart today. Today's message is titled, God's Strength for the Weary, and our Bible text is from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 to 31, which says, He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Let me start with a heartfelt question. Have you ever felt like you're just running on empty? Physically, emotionally, even spiritually? If so, today's message is especially for you. A few years ago, I came across an inspiring story from the book Start With Why by Simon Sinek. He told of American athlete Derek Redmond, who during the 1992 Olympics tore his hamstring in the middle of the 400-meter semifinal. As medical staff rushed toward him, Derek waved them off and began hobbling toward the finish line, tears streaming down his face. Then, unexpectedly, his father broke through security, ran to his side, and held him up, helping him finish the race. That moment brought the stadium to its feet, not because Derek won the race, but because he didn't give up, and because someone came alongside him to give him strength. Isn't that such a picture of what God does for us when we're too weak to move forward on our own? We live in a world that moves fast and demands so much. Between work, family, obligations, and even our own expectations of ourselves, we can feel like we're constantly pouring out until there's nothing left. Sometimes, even our prayers sound like tired whispers. Lord, I'm exhausted. But hear this, God is not blind to your weariness. He sees it. He knows it, and he cares deeply. Jesus said in Matthew 11, verse 28 that, Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Let's pause here. Are you weary today? Are you trying to keep it all together while inside you feel like you're falling apart? If that's you, friend, don't feel ashamed. You're not alone. Even great people of faith got tired. Elijah, after calling down fire from heaven, ran away in fear and told God, I've had enough, Lord. 1 Kings 19 verse 4. And what did God do? He didn't rebuke him. He gave him food, rest, and reassurance. Sometimes what we need most isn't another task. It's a divine touch, a reminder that we are held, seen, and renewed. Let me ask you more questions. Are you relying more on your own strength than on God's power? Let me encourage you. Your strength will always have a limit, but God's doesn't. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9. Let your weakness become the invitation for God's strength to take over. When was the last time you truly rested in his presence? Sometimes what we call rest is just numbing our exhaustion, but true rest is found at the feet of Jesus. Psalm 23 says, He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. And lastly, do you still believe God is able to renew what feels depleted in your life? Don't lose hope. The same God who parted the sea, who raised the dead, who multiplied fish and bread, he is more than able to multiply your strength, your peace, your joy again. As you go today, I invite you to pause and reflect on these things. Where in your life do you need renewal? What burdens are you carrying that you need to lay down? And are you allowing God to be your source of strength? Don't just listen and move on. Take a moment to talk to your Father. Cry if you must. Rest in Him. He longs to restore you. As you step into today, go with this assurance, you are not alone. You are not forgotten. You are not weak in God's eyes. You are a vessel ready to be filled with His limitless power. You may feel worn, but you are not wasted. You may feel tired, but you're still treasured. And in God's strength, you will rise again. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being our strength when we are weak. Thank you for knowing our limits and loving us still. For every listener today who feels weary, mentally, emotionally, physically, breathe fresh life into their hearts. Renew their hope. Reignite their joy. Let them know that you are with them, carrying them, just like the Father helped his Son cross the finish line. Lord, as they go into this day, surround them with your peace, provide divine help, and bless every step they take. Let your strength carry them where their own cannot. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. If today's devotional blessed you, please don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who needs encouragement. Post it, forward it, talk about it, and let's keep spreading hope. Tag us, send us your testimonies. We'd love to hear from you. And don't forget to download your own copy of Bible in a Year, a daily Bible reading plan for 1 year, on our website. Until next time on the Winning Everyday Podcast, remember, in your weakness, God's strength shines the brightest. Go and win today, restored, renewed, and ready in Him. God bless you richly.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask Him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can listen on iHeartRadio, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.